All right, welcome in everyone. You ready for this? We're diving deep today, really deep. And well, this one's kind of tailored just for you. We've been digging into this document. It's called matrixenglish.pdf, kind of mouthful, right? But it talks about this really interesting idea of a matrix of our consciousness.
Yeah, you know what's wild is this idea that the document puts forward. It's like, okay, imagine the movie The Matrix, right? But instead of plugging into a computer, it's saying our awareness, like our everyday thoughts and feelings, could be linked to these like broader societal mindsets and these ways of thinking. Total normal, we don't even question them, but the document's suggesting they might be siphoning off our energy, even leading us down paths, well, maybe not the best for us.
It's like we're on autopilot, not even realizing there might be a different way to see things, right? So that's what we're unpacking today. What exactly is this matrix of consciousness, according to this document? How does it actually shape our thoughts and feelings, often without us even noticing? And here's the big one. What are the keys to freedom? The ways we can maybe step outside of any limitations this matrix might be putting on us?
Right. And think about it, like the world before the coronavirus pandemic hit, and then bam, everything changes. Like overnight, masks, elbow bumps, freaking out if someone sneezes next to you, it all became normal instantly.
Like, if you told someone in, what, 2019 that they'd be walking around with a mask on all the time, they'd think you were crazy. But it happened, just like that. Kind of makes you think, what else E that we think is totally fixed and unchangeable could shift just as quickly, right? The document says our idea of normal is way more fluid than we realize.
Exactly. And the document goes even further, talking about pre-pandemic stuff too, stuff we just accept as like the way things are. But if you take a step back, it's kind of messed up.
Okay, like what? Give us some examples. What kind of pre-pandemic stuff does the document call out?
Well, like living in this supposed prosperity, but it's all based on trashing the environment, you know, not exactly sustainable. Or how we spend so much time working jobs we don't even care about just so we can buy more stuff we don't need. And then our free time, it's just like more consumption, you know, kind of empty.
So it's like this whole system we're caught up in, this matrix, and we don't even question it. But how do we even start to see outside of it? The document talks about these deviants, people who went against the
Yeah.
grain.
Yeah, and it says these deviants, they often got a lot of flack for challenging the status quo, but they were the ones who came up with the ideas that eventually helped us break free from some pretty messed up ways of thinking.
So if this matrix is like the game we're all playing without realizing it, these deviants were like the players who started questioning the rules, maybe even trying to rewrite them.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, there's this quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the document included. It's like, surrounded by good powers, faithfully and quietly, wonderfully protected and comforted. So let us hear that full sound of the world that visibly expands around us when the silence spreads deep around us. And it really asks us, you know, how much do we let those words sink in, or do we just brush them off as some unrealistic, you know, hicky-dippy stuff?
Because it doesn't fit into our neat little box of what we've been told is real, right? The document talks about how this back and forth, this tug of war between what society expects and what we might feel deep down inside, it creates these knots, not just in our heads, but in our bodies too, even in society as a whole.
And here's the thing, it says we can't just think our way out of this matrix. It's not enough to just like understand it intellectually.
Okay, so if just thinking isn't enough, what does this document propose? It mentions keys to freedom. How do we break free?
All right, so the document lays out several keys. First up is the liberation of our minds. We got to actively break free from these habitual thought patterns, you know, the stuff we've inherited from our families, from society, and start consciously directing our minds in new ways, ways we choose. The document actually says there are more tools that'll help us with this later on, kind of like leveling up in a game.
So it's like we got to reprogram our mental software, right? What about the second key?
That's the liberation of energy. It's all about releasing tension and blockages, not just in our minds, but also in our bodies, our energy fields, even this thing called the fascial matrix, which is like this web of connective tissue all throughout our bodies. The document says to do stuff like aura relief and navel throat integration a bunch of times each day. It even mentions navel flank integration if you need it. There's also this light tunnel exercise and integral chakra activation mentioned, but we don't have the specifics on those here.
So it's about mental and physical freedom. Makes sense. And the third key, it's about letting go of the idea of a specific goal, right?
Exactly. It's called the liberation of our path from the idea of a goal. The document says the real goal is actually the journey itself, the connection we make with ourselves, with other people, with the world around us, and with what it calls the game master, which is kind of like life itself. It's all about being present, being open, and enjoying the dance even when things get tough.
Game master, that's a pretty interesting term. What's the document's take on that?
It says the game master, it loves diversity, and it presents differently to every player. So it's like life is the game, the playing field, and the one who created it.
Mm.
And as we build this relationship with the game master, we learn to trust the flow of life more and more, even when it throws curveballs our way.
Mm.
And, you know, whether we call this game master, God, love, the universe, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the connection, the here and now.
The name is just a label, right? It's the connection that counts. Okay. And the next key, it's called the art of writing. And it uses this really cool analogy of the mind being like a wild horse.
Right. It's like our minds, they could be all over the place, kind of unruly.
Yeah.
But our consciousness, that's vast, almost limitless. It's about learning to guide our thinking with both willpower and intuition, knowing when to take the reins and when to let go and trust our gut.
Mastering the art of horsemanship for our own minds, that's pretty cool. And then there's this idea of levels of the game. Like, life gets more challenging as we progress.
Yeah, it's like those tough times, the stuff we don't want to deal with. That might actually be a sign we're leveling up, taking on bigger challenges. And the document says blaming the game master for those challenges, that's just avoiding responsibility. It's about learning from those experiences, refining our skills, becoming more resilient, and, you know, reaching a higher level. It takes effort. There are risks, but the rewards are bigger, too.
Makes sense. So what about those magic lenses the document talks about? What are they all about?
It's like these lenses help us see the world differently. They allow us to see the radiance of the game master in everything, even the mundane stuff. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of everything, the light within. And again, the name we give to that higher power, it doesn't really matter. The lenses just help us see it.
Sounds pretty powerful. But the document also mentions dangers and difficulties along the way, right? What are some of those?
Yeah, it talks about how our minds can play tricks on us, you know, making us see what we want to see, even if it's not really there. And life's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows. There will be tough times that can cloud our vision, make it hard to see that light. The key, it says, is to stick with the rules we've chosen, even when it's dark, to actively push away negativity and reconnect with that inner strength. It's about choosing to see life in a constructive and enjoyable way, even if it's not always realistic.
So it's about choosing our perspective, even when things are rough. And speaking of tough times, the document says those can actually be opportunities for advancement.
Exactly. It's like the harder the challenge, the bigger the potential for growth. The document says we should use our magic lenses to find the light, even in the darkest times. That's where the real magic happens. And, you know, when we're fully immersed in something we love, something we're passionate about, we become like an instrument for the game master, like we're playing our part in this grand symphony.
That's a beautiful image. And then there are these insights and outlooks, other helpful approaches the document mentions, right?
Right. Things like really paying attention to our bodies, our actions, and how they affect the world around us. Taking time to reflect before we jump into things. Making an effort to see the world with fresh eyes, like we're experiencing it for the first time. There's even this idea of the mystic's uninterrupted gaze of the beloved, which is about going beyond our ego and connecting with something bigger than ourselves. And the document says, you know, all we really need is inner openness and trust to tap into that source of strength within us.
It's about stripping away the layers, getting to the core of who we are, and then we get to the rules of the game. And there are a lot of them.
Yeah, it's like a whole guidebook for navigating this matrix of consciousness. It covers everything from being present and intentional in our actions, focusing on one thing at a time, sticking to our decisions, to avoiding extremes and striving for harmony. It talks about how to deal with uncertainty by asking your horse, like tapping into our intuition, that gut feeling that knows more than our conscious mind sometimes. It says to notice tension in our bodies as a sign that we're falling back into old patterns, to stay away from negative influences, to move our bodies and take breaks, to create positive rituals, and to let go of judgment and the need to harm. It emphasizes giving and listening, breaking free from the limitations we put on ourselves, and appreciating the beauty and harmony around us. The document reminds us that every choice matters, even how we handle the tough stuff. And it talks about the power of imagination to connect us with that inner source.
It's like a whole philosophy for living, really.
Yeah.
And the document talks about different playing fields and game phases too, right?
Yeah, like at different stages of the game, each with its own challenges. There are dark sections where we need to rely on the rules we've chosen, dangerous parts where we're more likely to make bad decisions if we're tired or not paying attention, phases with double points, but also higher risks. It says to ask for help when we're stuck, to find ways to make even the boring parts interesting by focusing on the present moment, and to fully embrace the joy of the good times.
So what does mastery look like in this game? What does it mean to become a master player?
It's about having this unshakable confidence in how the game works, knowing that even when things get tough, you'll be okay. It's about being resilient, bouncing back from setbacks, being healthier, happier, more loving, and stronger. It's about being present, having a quiet mind, being open to everything, radiating positive energy, seeing challenges as opportunities for growth, and trusting your intuition. It's about feeling more joy than you think you deserve, knowing that life's on your side when you understand the rules and how to play the game. But it also warns us not to ignore those warning signs, to stay focused on the path we've chosen.
So after this deep dive into matrixenglish.pdf, it's clear that this document offers a unique way of looking at the world, at the matrix of consciousness we might all be operating within. And it gives us tools and strategies for breaking free from any limitations, for connecting more deeply with ourselves and living a more fulfilling life.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? So here's something to ponder. What's one rule of the game you might want to take a closer look at in your own life this week? What feels out of alignment? Where do you feel those knots the document talks about? Take some time to reflect on these ideas and see what resonates with you.
And as always, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.